Part 1. The Winter of the Iron Dwarf. Lost again. It has become a recurring nightmare among my companions. Both these old friends returned and the newer companions I traveled beside in recent times. So many times have we been thrown to a place of hopelessness, turned to stone, captured by a powerful necromancer, captured by the drow, even dead for 100 years. And yet here we are, returned. At times it seems to me as if the gods are watching us and intervening. Or perhaps they are watching us and toying with us. And now we have come to that point again, with Regis and Wulfgar lost to us in the tunnels of the Upper Dark. There was an aura of finality to their disappearance, when the devilishly trapped wall stone snapped back into place. We heard Regis fall away, far away. It didn't seem like a free fall, and orcs are known to prefer traps that capture victims rather than kill them outright. That is not a reason to hope, however, given the way orcs typically deal with their captives. In the first days of our return, I convinced King Conrad to double the guard along the lower tunnels, even to allow me to slip out from the guarded areas still secured as Mithril Hall, out into the regions we know to be under the control of the orcs. Brunner begged to come with me, but better off am I navigating alone in the Underdark. Catti Bree begged me to remain in the hall and claimed that she would go out with her magic to scout for our friends. But I could not sit tight in the comfort of Mithril Hall when I feared they were out there, when I heard and still hear their cries for help in my every thought. A recurring nightmare invades my reverie. My dear friends frantic and fighting to get to the lower tunnels still held by the dwarves, but by way of an environment unsuited to a halfling and a human. One dead end after another, one ambush after another. In my thoughts I see them battling fiercely, then fleeing back the way they had come, orc spears and orc taunts chasing them back into the darkness. If I believe they are out there, how can I remain behind the iron walls? I cannot deny that we in the hall have much to do. We have to find a way to break the siege and begin to turn the battles above, else the silver marches are lost, the misery being inflicted across the lands. We have much to do. Nesme has fallen. We have much to do. The other dwarf citadels are fully besieged. We have much to do. The lone lifelines, the tunnels connecting Adbar, Felbar, and Mithril Hall are under constant pressure now. We have much to do. And so much time has passed in dark silence. We traveled to Citadel Felbar and back, and many 10 days have passed without a hint from Wulfgar and Regis. Are they out there, hiding in dark tunnels or chained in an orc prison? Do they cry out in agony and hopelessness, begging for their friends to come and rescue them, or begging for death, perhaps? Or are they now silenced forevermore? All reason points to them being dead. But I have seen too much now to simply accept that. I hold out hope, and know from experience that it cannot be a false hope wrought of emotional folly. But neither is it more than that, a hope. They fell, likely to their deaths, either immediately or in orc imprisonment. Even if that is not the case, and their drop through the wall took them to a separate tunnel, free from the orcs and drow that haunt the region. So many 10 days have passed without word. They are not suited to the Underdark. For all their wonderful skills, in that dark place, in this dark time, it is highly unlikely that Wulfgar and Regis could survive. And so I hold out that finger of hope. But in my heart, I prepare for the worst. I am strangely at peace with that. And it is not a phony acceptance where I hide the truth of my pain under the hope that it is mere speculation. If they are gone, if they have fallen, I know that they died well. It is all we can ask now, any of us. There is an old drow saying. I heard it used often to describe Matron Mother Bayenry in the days of my youth. Quella Bondel, which translates to gifted time or borrowed time. The Matron Mother was old, older than any other, older than any drow in memory. By all reason, she should have been dead long before, centuries before Brunner put his axe through her head. And so she had been living on Quella Bondel, my companions, returned from the magical forest of Iruladun, through their covenant with Mialiki, are living on Quella Bondel. They all know it. They have all said it. And so we accept it. If Wulfgar and Regis do not return to us, if they are truly gone, and Catti Bree has assured me that the goddess will not interfere in such matters again, then so be it. My heart will be heavy. But it will not break. We have been given a great gift, all of us. In saying hello once more, we all knew that we were making it all right to say farewell. But still, would I feel this way if Catti Bree were down there? Drizzt Do'Urden.